Finally, Pat got down on his knees, and he almost begged her. He said, Mother Teresa, please, isn't there anything that I can do? And she said, there is one thing that you can do. You seem so serious, she said. She said, tomorrow morning, get up at 4 a.m. and go out onto the streets of Phoenix and find someone who's living there who believes that he's alone and convince him that he's not. That's what you can do. And I wept. And it's hard for me not to, even as I tell this story again and again, that the awareness that we're not alone, the awareness that we're connected, is an awareness that personifies the statesman or the stateswoman phase of your life. And I would suggest to you, those of you who are in practice, if you can get your egos out of your practice and really in your own hearts come from that place where you can teach people that they're not alone and that healing is not something that is done by someone outside of them, but that healing is something that takes place when you connect to your source, when you reconnect to your source. When people ask me what my view of God is, I always say, I always see God as the ocean, and I see myself as a glass. And if I take this glass and I dip it into the ocean, I say, what do I have here? What I have here is a glass of God. It's not as big, and it's not as strong, but it's still God. And just like a wave on the ocean is what the ocean is doing, we are all what God is doing. And if you take one drop of that water and you put it right here and you say to that drop of water, separate from its source now, I'd like you to create and sustain life. And you watch, and what happens? It will evaporate, vaporize. It will change form and return to its source. It'll go back to the only place. There's only one source. There's only one water on the planet. And there are just all separate glasses and hoses and pitchers full of it. But there's one source. And so it returns in a different form, which is exactly what's happening in your life, by the way. You are changing form, and you'll return to your source. But while this drop of water is separate from its source, it loses the power of its source. It cannot create and sustain life because it is separate from its source. It's only when it reconnects that it regains that power. This drop of water right here, separate from its source, represents your ego. This is the part of you that has come to believe that you are separate. And as long as you believe that you are separate from your source and from each other, and from that which you would like to attract into your life, you will always lose the power of your source. And what is the power of the source? The power to heal. The most intriguing thing that I think I learned about healing was from Joel Goldsmith's The Foundations of Mysticism. He said that healing is something that takes place because you bring spirit to the disease process. And he said these words, and this sounds a little strange. Disease is an illusion. Disharmony is an illusion. Discord is an illusion. Because if it's not of God, it doesn't exist. And if it's not good, it's not of God. And therefore, that which is not good cannot exist because God creates everything. So the only reason that we believe that it exists is because it is something we create in our minds or through our minds. And when we learn to change our mind about it, it's like it's an error in thinking. And spirit nullifies disease. Bring spirit to it. It's like in mathematics, 2 times 2 is 4 has substance. It's always 4. 2 times 2 is 9 has no substance. And you can say it and say it, but the way that you eliminate it is by correcting it. The minute that you correct the error, it disappears. It's gone. And it's in the correction of the error, and that's why one of the most important prayers, and the one that I wrote an essay about in here, is from St. Francis. You know, I never understood this prayer until I read the Foundations of Mysticism about healing. And this is the most, probably the most widely used prayer in the world. He says, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. That is, bring love to hatred and hatred disappears. That's healing. Where there is injury, pardon. Bring that to injury and injury disappears. Where there is doubt, faith or knowing. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. In other words, you correct the error of the illusion of disharmony, discord, and disease by bringing spirit to it. Let me share with you from my heart. I have 6 daughters and 2 sons, but I have a 16-year-old daughter, the only child that we have, who has taken a different path in her life. And we've struggled with it. And she has... She had a very serious automobile accident. She had to be cut out of the car. She has taken a path of drinking and experimenting in drugs and so on. And I know that this is a path, and it's a very painful path, and she's had some very difficult times with it. And she's got a whole thing about authority and doing things her own way and so on. And I understand it, because I've lived it my whole life. And every time, I must say that in the last 3 or 4 months, there's been just incredibly dramatic shifts in our life. And it's because there has been a shift in how I and my wife are dealing with this. And I used to, when I would think about her, I would be filled with rage and filled with pain. And I would be tearful and I'd be angry at the dumb choices that she would make and the things that she would do that just didn't seem to make sense. And it's, I don't know if you've raised teenage daughters, but I saw a wonderful title for a book about raising teenage daughters. It said, Get Out of My Life. That was the title. But first, drive me and Cheryl to the mall. All right? It's a great book, by the way. And so I would be in my mind and I'd be thinking about it and I would try meditating and I'd try working on it and so on. And nothing seemed to work. And then I began to study this Foundations of Mysticism, this series of lectures by Joel Goldsmith, this great healer, lived back in the 1950s, wrote the Parentheses in Eternity and the Infinite Way. Wonderful, wonderful readings. He was a Christian Scientist and a very big supporter of chiropractic as well. And he talked about how we nullify disorder, disease, disharmony, and so on, and that a reminder, the spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. These words that I say unto you are spirit. And he said, getting down on your knees and asking God to heal you, or getting down on your knees and asking God to grant you abundance where scarcity resides, getting down on your knees and asking God for anything is a foolish mission. Because the assumption behind asking God to give you something is that God already has it, but he's holding it back. He said, Luke 15:31 says, all that I have is thine. It's all yours already. And you are already connected to all that I have. And God, he said, isn't going to be doing anything different 1 hour from now than God is doing now. And God isn't going to be doing anything different an hour from now than God was doing 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago. God is the infinite now. Don't assume that God is a withholding God. If I had the keys to healing you, to giving you abundance, to giving you a great relationship, to providing a job for you, whatever it is that you would like, and I held it all back unless you begged for it or obeyed the rules that I said you must obey, you would say, you know, you're really not even a very nice person, let alone a very nice God. He said, you must know that you're connected to it already, and that the disease, the disharmony, the discord, will be nullified, will be wiped out when you bring spirit to it. And as I would think about my daughter and the rage, I would feel myself as I was plugged into the physical, the laws of the material. And I would, in my own mind, I would unplug myself from the material